Murder at the Opera, a capital crimes novel by Margaret Truman. To Sam Vaughn, who set the editorial bar high and who has always been there to boost me over it. You are, Sam, simply the best editor a writer could ever hope for. Author's note. 50 years ago, Day Thorpe, music critic of the now-defunct Washington Star, decided along with a few like-minded souls that Washington, D.C. needed an opera company and founded the Opera Society of Washington, later changed to the simpler Washington Opera, and in 2000 renamed the Washington National Opera by an act of Congress. This congressional name change was not inconsequential. Not only did America now have its own official opera company, all 50 states had a stake in it, giving those who raise necessary funds for the company a broader potential source of financial support. The Washington National Opera, WNO, has evolved and grown over the past 5 decades from a regional company into one of international acclaim. Its productions rival those of the leading opera companies of America, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Minneapolis, San Francisco, and the world. In the beginning, performances were staged in small, cramped, borrowed theaters. But since 1971, it has staged its performances in the magnificent 2,300-seat Kennedy Center Opera House and has been the resident opera company of the Kennedy Center ever since. So, in reality, this book is about the Washington National Opera specifically, rather than the world of opera in general. My decision to have people murdered at the Washington National Opera does not reflect actual events there. Of course, many great operas that have graced the stage of the Kennedy Center Opera House present murder in its most dramatic form, death throes on stage as long and...